Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Francisco, FRANCISCO, Benavides, BENAVIDES. Francisco Benavides is a 42-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 8/22/23. Right at that time, his right hand got smashed against the concrete with a spare tire. Appeared to go to a virtual emergency room the same day. Appeared to have further evaluation and treatment, including stitches and surgical repair of a trigger finger in his thumb. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pending paragraph, as per the records supplied, his claim petition indicates he was replacing a flat tire under the van when the tire crushed his right hand. Period. He then underwent hand surgery on 11/17/23. Period. He was seen at patient first. On 8/24/23, period, he stated he was fixing a tire 2 days ago when it fell on his hand, pinning it between the tire and the concrete. Period. He underwent x-rays of the hand that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was also clinically evaluated and was diagnosed with a sprain and bruise with contusion of the hand. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Benavides then was seen by Dr. Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R, at Virtua Health on 9/10/23. Period. His work status note noted the petitioner was seen in their emergency department on 9/10/23 and could return to work on 9/13/23. Period. Examination of the right hand revealed no swelling, erythema, or warmth. Period. All fingers and thumb had full range of motion, but he was tendered to palpation at the first metacarpal area. Period. He then came under the hand specialist care of Dr. Shamash, S-H-A-M-A-S-H, on 10/9/23. Period. He had been wearing a thumb spike splint and ACE bandage that were distributed from the emergency room. Period. Dr. Shamash diagnosed him with trigger thumb of the right thumb that he causally related to the work injury of 8/22/23. Period. There was palpable clicking and triggering with active flexion extension with minimal pain over the MP joint or collateral ligaments. Period. He accepted a cortisone injection to the thumb and was released for full duty with no restrictions. Period. The paragraph, the petitioner was then seen by a hand specialist and Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 10/23/23. Period. He diagnosed crush injury and trigger thumb on the right hand. Period. This was recurrent and persistent stenosing tenosynovitis. Period. They discussed various treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 11/17/23, Dr. Rekant performed right thumb deep mass excision and right thumb A1 pulley release. compare the postoperative diagnosis was right thumb stenosing tenosynovitis and right thumb deep mass measuring 4 millimeters. Purity followed up postoperatively through 12/13/23 period. Dr. Recant reminded him to continue range of motion exercises and scar management. Pretty was cleared for full duty as of 12/26/23 period. There was no ongoing triggering, but there was mild swelling and stiffness typical for this post-operative period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed dirt under his fingernails and a rough texture to the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Apparently the rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Hand dynamometry on the right demonstrated decreased strength, although by manual muscle testing it was 5/5 and symmetric. Paired cervical spine is normal. Impressions. On 8/22/23, Francisco Benavides injured his right hand while at work. Appeared he was changing a tire on a van in an underhanded fashion when it fell and crushed his hand against the concrete floor. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays were negative. Appeared he was splinted and released. Appeared he then followed up at patient first and Virtua. Period 8 eventually was seen by Dr. Recant and surgery was done on 11/17/23. Period the petitioner followed up through 12/13/23. Period new paragraph of the current exam found he had no swelling, atrophy, or effusions of the upper extremities. Period, there were skin changes on the hands, consistent with ongoing physical activities. Period, he had full range of motion of all the digits, including the thumb, without triggering crepitus or tenderness. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the right hand. Period. And that is the end of